Stoughton. Louise Begeagle of the Oshinman First Nation came to the Stoughton Public Library on February 25 to speak on her filmmaking experiences. Stoughton librarian Renelle Kalfas was contacted by the Southeast Regional Library to have Begeagle attend the library, and she gladly accepted as part of Aboriginal Storyteller Month activities. Begeagle has a Bachelor of Fine Arts degree and began her film career shortly after finishing her degree. Her first film was called To Wake Up the Nakota Language, which is an observational film, as this is what the grant she received required. She contacted her uncle Armand MacArthur of the Pheasant Rump First Nations, and he became the star in the film. Begeagle and her crew would follow MacArthur as he spoke freely about the disappearance of the Nakota language. This film was captured by Pheasant Rump First Nations Medicine Wheel and in Kisby at the Recreational Hall. It took 2 days to film. It took another 2 weeks to edit the clip to get 6 minutes of film. Included in the film was MacArthur's wife, but she was so nervous and asked to be removed, but her dog did manage to get into the film. According to Begeagle, the Nakota language is slowly disappearing as there are only a handful of Nakota speakers left. All the others have passed away. In the film, MacArthur speaks about how sacred the language is and the importance of the Nakota traditions. He goes on to say how the Creator has given the land to the people to care for. In Canada alone, there is over 30 Indigenous languages, with Cree and Nakota known more in the southeast area of Saskatchewan. A Nakota dictionary has been completed in Indiana and one is being shipped to Begeagle so she too can learn the language, as it is not one she knows well. Begeagle's parents attended a residential school where they were not allowed to speak the language. Once they grew older, they did remember some Cree, and this is the language that Begeagle remembers. It wasn't until Begeagle was older that she found out that she was also Nakota. She is eager to learn the language and continue with the tradition. MacArthur did teach in the schools. They hope to have the younger generation take an interest in teaching the language so it will be carried on. Her next film, which will be more in-depth, will feature a documentary on the Nakota people, which will be interview-based, not observational. Begeagle has gone around to many communities with her short film, and later in the afternoon would attend the Kipling Public Library.